Well, the live coverage of a hearing at the Supreme Court challenging the legitimacy of President John Mahama has been hailed by most Ghanaians because they can watch proceedings from the comfort of their homes. But what are the consequences of a broadcast to GBC? Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from a member of the National Media Commission, Dr. Clement Apak, on how the debt and financial burden on a state broadcaster could be managed. Dr. Clement Apak suggests the hearing of a cost of a live broadcast between the state broadcaster and the judiciary.
I must put on record that I was one of those who was opposed to the advocacy for a live telecast of the case. And I had professed three reasons. One was the issue of security. Two was the fact that the presence of cameras would have had a tendency to disturb the judges. And three was the economic cost to the state. In many ways, it came as a surprise that a day before the landmark hearing of this petition, an administrative directive was made to telecast it live. This in itself presented problems to the national broadcaster. I believe that it would have only been fair to have made this decision earlier on, which would have allowed GBC to plan appropriately and properly. But having made the announcement only a day to the hearing, I am sure that the national broadcaster did not have enough time to prepare. Be as it may, the case is on and the national broadcaster is covering. But I do not think that in the long term it is going to be sustainable, both in terms of planning and in terms of the ability of the national broadcaster to fully bear the cost of this engagement.
As we speak now, most of our adverts are no longer being telecast. It means GBC as a state broadcaster is going to lose a lot of revenue. And if this case should travel for more than 3 months, you can imagine the financial squeeze that it will bring to bear on the state broadcaster. Who is going to get us out of this financial crunch? Will the judiciary pay for it?
It's a legitimate question to ask. But some may argue that because the case is one of national interest, it is only fair that the national broadcaster covers it. But you are right. There are other costs associated with engaging in this type of endeavor. And I would want to believe that since the judiciary is one of the three arms of our governance system, it should be possible for them to look into the accounts and or discuss with other arms of government how to reward the national broadcaster for the revenue that the national broadcaster is going to lose because of the inability to run advertisements and even to air paid programs.
Dr. Clement Apak is a member of the National Media Commission.